Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Disney's Beauty and the Beast, the Broadway musical, is on tour, and it's stopping at the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls tonight and tomorrow. Playing a supporting role in the cast is someone familiar to theater audiences in Aberdeen and the University of South Dakota, Kevin Kelly. He participated in music and theater at Aberdeen Central High School and USD. He joined the Beauty and the Beast cast about 2 years ago, and he joins us on the line. And Kevin Kelly, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hi, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Well, you've been in hundreds of cities across the U.S. and Canada since you've been a member of the Beauty and the Beast cast. I'm wondering if it feels special to be home in South Dakota.
Oh, absolutely. It's such a great feeling to be back in Sioux Falls, and getting a chance to perform at the Pavilion is just amazing.
And I understand that your mother and your sister will be there, too?
Oh, yeah. My mom drove from Aberdeen yesterday for 3 hours and is very, very excited to come to the show tonight.
And where were you before you came? Where was the tour before coming to Sioux Falls?
We actually just finished a week in Ontario, Canada. So we played a couple different cities there, and we flew from Toronto yesterday.
Now, when you're doing all this touring around and all these different cities, do you have much of an opportunity to visit some of these places and get out and see the sights?
Well, on days like today, absolutely. It's a beautiful day in Sioux Falls, and everybody's out exploring the falls and downtown area of Sioux Falls, and it's really great on days like today. Yeah.
Do you get to some of your fellow cast members who have never been to this part of the country? Do you get to show them off a little bit? Show them a little bit of Sioux Falls?
Absolutely. Yeah, so many people have never been to South Dakota before, so it was really cool that when we were coming here and I got to say, oh, yeah, okay, here's where you have to check out. Here's, you know, definitely look in this area and this downtown and go check out the falls. And it's so cool because everybody from the cast is kind of from everywhere. We have several people that are from California, and we have Colorado, and a lot of people are based out of the East Coast, and not many people are based in the Midwest. So it was really fun that not only that I get to be in the cast, but we get to be in an area that I know that I get to tell everyone about and show them around.
Now your role in the production, you're the village bookseller?
That is correct.
And Belle, the heroine, the beauty, she loves books. So do you have a special time in the when you get to deal with Belle during this production?
Absolutely. In the first number, which is so iconic from the movie, I get to have a nice little scene with our lovely leading lady, and she's absolutely fantastic and so great to work with every night. And yeah, we have a lot of fun.
Do you cover any of the other roles in the production?
I do. I also cover I cover the character of Cogsworth, who is the clock. I also cover Belle's father, Maurice, and I also cover the asylum owner, Monsieur Dark. So I get to be very busy when I was covering.
Have you had to step in for any of those roles during this tour?
I have had the opportunity to be on for Maurice. I actually got to go on Christmas Eve this year. Our Maurice had to miss a show, and I got to go on, and it was a really cool opportunity to do that. And I've also gotten the opportunity to go on as Monsieur Dark, I believe, 3 times. So I've not had the opportunity to go on for Cogsworth, but that's okay. Actually, it's a lot of pressure when you get to go on. So I'm very happy that I get to do my role every night.
How much of a notice do you get when you have to cover a role?
Well, we rehearse constantly throughout the year when we're rehearsing roles we cover. But normally, you get about 4 hours before the show happens, and you'll get a phone call and you'll say, okay, you're going to be going on tonight. Sometimes it's sooner than that. Sometimes it's later, depending on the circumstances. But it's around 4 hours normally.
Is that a pressurized situation, or you're at this point you're a professional and you know exactly what to do?
Well, we are so well rehearsed, and we constantly are brushing up everything, so we know what we're doing. So, you know, if the phone call happens, it happens, and you're just ready to go, and you get to go and do something different that night.
So you're always rehearsing?
Yeah, we are always kind of rehearsing. Depending on our schedule, we will always be in a rehearsal, you know, making sure that the understudies know what they're doing. We also always do rehearsals, so we make sure the show is as good as it can be everywhere we play.
I'm wondering if it's a challenge at all to keep things fresh, since you're playing the same role most nights, and you're going through the same show?
Well, you know what's so great about Beauty and the Beast is it's such a great show for audiences, and when the audience is there and they have such an energy and they're always so excited to see the show, that keeps it fresh. And it's so great when you get to perform in different theaters. It's always great because the theater's a little different. You know, maybe on stage might be the same, backstage might be a little different, but on stage it's a totally different place. You get to see out into the audience, and like I said, the energy the audience gives you is so great, and that keeps it so fresh and rewarding every night to do the show.
Are the audiences that much different? Do they usually respond the same way to the same things in the show every night?
Well, I mean, it depends. Sometimes people may laugh at a different joke than maybe they would laugh at in another show. Sometimes people maybe you'll get a group of high school kids that are really excited, so they're screaming at the end of one of the big numbers, and you just don't expect it coming. And they're like, "Oh, that's really cool. That's exciting." And so it's a lot of fun in that regard.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Kevin Kelly, a South Dakota native from Aberdeen, and he's in the touring production of the Broadway musical Disney's Beauty and the Beast, and it's at the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls tonight and tomorrow. I'm wondering, what happens when you and the cast come into a new town? Say you're in Sioux Falls. What does it take to then get ready and have the show on stage that first night in a town?
Well, our spectacular crew comes in a lot earlier than the cast does, and they set up all of the sets, and they get all the costumes and the lighting and the sound ready to go. Normally, it takes about 7 hours to set up the entire set. We travel in 5 semi-trucks, which is where everything's stored in, and they get to the theater early, and they set everything up, and then the cast arrives, and we make sure the sound's working okay, and we check to make sure everything's where it needs to be. And then we will get ready and we'll do the show.
Going back to when you were a kid in Aberdeen, I understand both your parents were involved in theater. Was it just natural that you got involved in theater as well?
Well, it sort of was. It was something that I always kind of grew up around. My father was a drama director and an actor, and my mom's a music teacher and an actor, and it was something that we always grew up with around the house. We always had it. Theater was just always kind of a part of my life. And it was always something I was interested in as a kid. And when I decided what I wanted to do with my life, I said, that's what I want to do. I want to be on stage.
What is it you like about being on stage?
I love the opportunity to tell a story every night to an audience. And something like with Beauty and the Beast, it's such a great story because it's about accepting everyone for who they are, and you get to inspire people when they come to live theater. And I remember when I was a kid, we would come from Aberdeen, we'd come see shows at the Washington Pavilion that were touring, and I remember exactly, I was like, oh, this is so cool, I get to see something live and somebody's telling me a story, and this is so cool. And the fact that I get to do that tonight is such a cool feeling, that I get to be on stage and maybe there's somebody out there that's watching that maybe wants to do theater, and they get to watch somebody from their state doing what he's been dreaming of doing, and maybe they'll decide to do that too.
Do you remember your very first time on stage?
I think my very first performance on stage, I think I was a mouse in the Pied Piper for a kid's show, and I think I got kicked in the butt as I walked off stage in one of the scenes, and I had to do a big jump or something. I think that was the first performance I had to do. I think that was it. But I always remember, and if my mother were on the phone with you, she would tell you that I started performing when I was 2 years old, watching The Wizard of Oz live on the television, and I would get up and do the scarecrow dance and get back and sit down after the scarecrow dance was over. So that's what she would tell you. That's when I started performing.
Did you make it through the flying monkeys segment?
From what I've been told, I only did the scarecrow dance, but I watched the rest of the movie very quietly.
Okay.
I would do that, and then I would sit back down.
So you didn't get scared of the flying monkeys, and you didn't leave the room then?
No, I don't think I was scared at that point.
Now you went to USD and you graduated from USD. Did you go straight from there to New York?
Essentially, yeah, I did. It was very fortunate. I was able to get a job at a summer theater that was about 2 hours away from New York City. And I had gotten that job, and I went out there kind of with the expectation that I would come back to South Dakota after the summer was over, but I would have that experience right by New York, and maybe I'd go to the city a couple days if I had time, and I would just get some experience doing some theater in that area. And an opportunity towards the end of the summer came up for a living situation, so I was able to move to New York, and it was with people I had just worked with. And they were very enthusiastic about the idea of me coming to the city. They were very excited to show me around. So I kind of just called my family and said, I guess I'm not coming back right now. I'm going to move to New York and see what happens after that. And after that, I just really haven't been back except for visits.
How difficult was it to sort of get your foot in the door here? Was it just having those connections and maybe catching some breaks early on?
Well, I think with Beauty and the Beast, it was definitely a combination of persistence and also being in the right place at the right time. I actually started auditioning for Beauty and the Beast. It was one of the first auditions I ever did in New York City. And I auditioned for the show for almost 2 years before I actually got the job. I probably went in 5-6 times, different times during that period, and I kept auditioning and kept kind of doing the same thing, and I just kept getting told no, not right now. So I would go do other shows, or I would go do something else, and then I'd see the audition would happen again, and I'd go back in, and then they finally, the role that I really fit in the show is the role I'm playing, and finally that job opened up. And I happened to be at that audition when the job opened up, and they said, okay, we'd like you to do it now.
Hearing no so many times, and that's, as I understand, is something that a lot of people in theater have to go through. There's a lot of no's. At some point, do you feel discouraged? I mean, was some point when you, after so many no's, you say, all right, maybe I can't do this?
Well, there's a certain thing where you're, that I came to understand that it becomes something that's not necessarily personal. It's a business, and they're running a business, and you're a business person, and they just don't happen to need your skill set for this particular show. So you go in and you hope that you fit what they want for the show, and if you don't, then you don't. And you just have, and sometimes that's very hard, especially when you think, oh, I fit this particular thing very well. I'd love to do it, but they don't see that, and they say, no, we're not looking for somebody like you. We want somebody like the person next to you. So that's sometimes difficult. But then when you think about the fact that, okay, well, maybe they don't need me for this show, but maybe that same person might need me for another show in the future, which is all about, as you said, about the connections in New York and in the theater world. It's all about kind of who you know sometimes.
How much longer is this current tour of the Beauty and the Beast continuing?
This tour will be going, this year's company will be going through June 8th. That is our last show, but the show itself will be continuing on next year. I'm not sure what my involvement will be with the show next year yet, but that the show is going to be continuing on next year, and I think for the foreseeable future.
After June 8th and looking beyond that, do you have certain goals for your career, or do you take opportunities as you find them?
At this point, after June 8th happens, my plan is to kind of move back to New York and start auditioning for more things, and continue to work is kind of the goal right now, is to continuing to be paid to do what I love to do. And I've been so fortunate the last couple of years to be able to do that, and to be also be able to see the country with the show. It's so much fun.
And where does Beauty and the Beast go after Sioux Falls?
After Sioux Falls, we're going to be going to Ames for 1 day, and then we'll be off to Appleton, Wisconsin for the weekend. And then after that, I believe we go to Dallas, Texas.